Called Fifi. 15 years ago, I started watching politics online. The Bush administration was bad, but the pace was fine. Things were looking awful bleak. Two or three new outrages every week. We were going to hell, but could keep up with the decline. Then Obama was elected, and I thought we would get a break. But the Republican Congress said Barack could jump in the lake. Every day for 8 years or so, they found a brand new way of saying no. It was tough, but we still kept up for the country's sake. But now the Donald's in charge, and it just won't quit. Every hour someone says something full of shit. Whether Spicer or Sessions, Miller or Pence, whatever leaves their mouths, it don't make sense. I could almost accept their lies and bile if they could just shut up for a little while. It's not my fault, I'm blogging as fast as I can.
Can you please give us the status of the Attorney General?
I'm sorry, but the Attorney General has recused himself from giving his status.
In the campaign, Trump would say whatever came to mind. But he apparently thought he didn't leave a trail behind. All the contradictions and outright lies, the Mexican rapists and the Russian spies, and I can't keep up with everything that they find. His administration thinks government really sucks. They say taxes and regulations cost too many bucks. His cabinet's supposed to be a panacea. We'd probably do better with one from IKEA. And I can't keep track, 'cause they're constantly in flux. I spend more time haunting the Daily Coast than I do watching movies and TV shows. MSNBC and Crooks and Liars keep showing me the daily dumpster fires. For the sake of my country, I want to weep. For the sake of my sanity, I need to sleep. For the sake of my audience, I'm blogging as fast as I can. So Trump and his lackeys made America great again. By going into government and sucking out the oxygen. His staffers say something didn't happen, then Donald blabs so fast his lips are chapping. It makes it hard to be an informed citizen. Every time I see breaking news, I break into a sweat. Let it please not be a nuclear war just yet. Every day is a new set of broken laws, and my carpal tunnels turn my hands to claws. Let me fulfill my obligation to the internet. And the whole damn country's going south. I set my watch to Trump's foot going in his mouth. As his speeches and tweets turn my brain to mush, I never thought I'd miss Cheney, Rove, and Bush. As we wait for the new night of the long knives, if we could only reclaim our normal lives. I think a guy hides from blogging as fast as I can.
Scaramucci.
Well, he did a fandango.
I hope I survive blogging as fast as I can.
For crying out loud, can you at least tell us the name of the new communications director or chief of staff?
What time is it?